You, April.
Michigan is a unique place to connect with international sentiment on what's happening in the Middle East. Yesterday on the program, we started a conversation with Shireen Smalley. She's with the National Network for Arab American Communities, based in Dearborn. But she joined us to share her personal perspective on the latest news as an Iranian American. I asked Shireen what she felt when news of the assassination broke last week.
My initial reaction was just complete horror. And also fear, and then lastly, a sense of tragedy. And I went through those emotions because for Iranian Americans, for Iraqi Americans, for those who are following or observing or understand Middle East policy and American policy, we know that this was not just the assassination of one individual, but this was really the killing of a top Iranian general in Iranian government and military, and that this would be an act that would spur some sort of retaliation. And all of that would completely close the door of diplomacy and potentially lead us to the brink of war with Iran. So really, truly an awful situation, an awful turn of events, and a tragedy for those of us who care about having peaceful relations with Iran and with other countries in the Middle East.
Have you been in touch with family members in Iran?
I have, yeah.
What are you hearing?
I'm hearing a lot of anger, a lot of fear, and a lot of just ordinarily people trying to cope. For the past few years, it's been more difficult to live in Iran and to be an Iranian. People don't have access to medicine because of the current sanctions that were reimposed by President Trump after the withdrawal from the JCPOA. The cost of foodstuff is very high. Job opportunities are scarce. And so it's difficult. Another comment that I heard from a friend of mine was that before this happened, there were more opportunities to express even opposition in terms of different opinions that may have differed from the Iranian government. However, this recent assassination has really unified the more conservative elements of Iranian's government and really quashed and stifled any future opportunity, not just for diplomacy, but for any type of sympathy with the American government or with the American people.
At a time when a foreign country makes an attack like this, people tend to circle up.
That's right. Exactly. It emboldens the more conservative and the more hardline members of any government.
Have you been in touch with people in the Persian American community around Dearborn and Detroit and Ann Arbor?
I have, yes.
What kinds of things are you hearing?
I would say that people in Iranian Americans here and Arab Americans here are afraid. They are afraid and they're waiting for the ramifications. They're waiting to see what this all means, what's going to happen. Really, what is the worst fear and what is, I would say, likely or imminent given what has happened is that there will be war in the Middle East. And that is not to the benefit of anyone. It's going to cause a lot of harm, a lot of senseless harm, and it will really hurt families, Arab families, Iraqi families, Iranian families here in Michigan, as well as those who are living in the Middle East. And again, I think the most tragic part of all of this is that it has escalated so quickly without really understanding what the reasons behind this escalation were. And so having such a senseless or being on the cusp of senseless violence and a war between these two countries and potentially being fought on the battleground of a third country, of Iraq, the ramifications of that are very frightening. The most vulnerable people are the ones who suffer during times of war, during times of conflict, and that includes ordinary Iraqis, those who have been protesting for their rights for months now. It involves Iranians. It involves those of us here who have ties to those countries. So it is a pretty heartbreaking time for Iranian Americans, for Arab Americans, for any Middle Easterner here in Michigan.
We heard Senator Peters talk yesterday about, in his view, the need for de-escalation, immediate de-escalation of the situation. Do you see a path toward unsinging this song?
Unfortunately, I don't. And that is just what has been so incomprehensible about the action that President Trump's administration took on Thursday to assassinate Soleimani. This isn't the sort of cat that you can put back in the bag. And unfortunately, those of us, even in the United States, who advocate for peace and diplomacy are going to be very hard-pressed to do so. Those in Iran who ordinarily would advocate for peace and diplomacy with the United States, it's going to be impossible for them to do that at this point.
Shireen Smalley, she works in Dearborn at the National Network for Arab American Communities.